Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got David Shaler, former MI5 agent, joining us in the second hour on this Friday edition. And coming up for part of the third hour, we have the documentary filmmaker who finally completed the documentary. He was on with us about 8-9 months ago concerning what really happened in New Orleans. We're going to be putting up some of those video clips from his film over the interview we'll be doing today. It'll take about a week to put it together, but we'll post that up on the web. Should be extremely informative to expose the cover-up that took place there a year plus ago. Let's go ahead and jump straight into the news. Top-level insiders selling their stock. This out of the New York Post. Scope of the Second Amendment is being questioned in a federal court case seeking to overturn the Second Amendment. Don't put it past them. They're not playing games. Also, and you watch, Hannity and others will call it liberal if you don't turn your guns in. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that. High school in Irvine, California drops plan to scan fingerprints because the parents got angry. Another victory. You see, now the public's getting informed about this, and they know what it entails, or at least they know part of the story, and they don't like it. You know, the last few days I've been talking about the Associated Press article concerning the fact that the vaccines have had the level of mercury increased, and the Food and Drug Administration will do nothing to even warn the people or move to have it removed from the vaccines. And I mentioned how every year when school starts, they threaten everyone with being suspended from school, and then they criminally charge you with truancy after they suspend you, and that's been overturned in court, but they still do it color of law because the system's criminal. We've also talked about how everything we do in the U.S. is done in Canada, is done in Australia, England, New Zealand, even with the same names. Here's a story out of Canada. Students who don't have up-to-date vaccinations will be suspended. And I checked into Canadian law. They have the very same waivers. There is no law. It's color of law, but then after they suspend or expel you, then they come to arrest you for truancy. That'd be like a cop putting a gun to your head and telling you to walk out in traffic. And then when you did, they gave you a jaywalking ticket. It's pretty amazing. So we'll get into that report. Also, Lou Rockwell's made a stab at getting into airport hustlers, how five major airports, I guess now six, it makes the news every time a new one goes in. They make you walk through a system that shows your naked body. What no one seems to be mentioning here that's in the industry publications is they're recording your naked image. They're not just standing around looking at you naked and your family naked. They are recording it. So I guess we need to get a report out on this. The fact is, everything that is run through the x-rays at this time is stored on 24-hour loop tape. That was in the past, now digitally stored on hard drives. And these new systems, they admit, are directly hooked in to hard drives that are recording your entire 360 body image naked. So you might as well, I mean, if you got the body, go sign up with Playboy and make some money. I'm being sarcastic here. This is the humiliation, and you think it's bad now. It's only going to get worse and worse. In Illinois, they're doing home inspections unannounced without warrants. It's just a home inspection. Everybody gets one. We told you a long time ago this would happen. This has been happening for a long time. All right, that's just some of the news. Details are all coming up. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got former MI5 agent David Shaler joining us. He blew the whistle back in the late 90s on MI6 funding Al-Qaeda to carry out terror operations. He's now done more and more research and gone public on the fact that he believes 7/7 is an inside job, 9/11 total inside job. He's in my film Terror Storm. He's going to be joining us to give us his analysis on the affair with all the people that have been poisoned now by this particular radioactive isotope. And he's coming up in the second hour. He made it on National Sky Television for a lengthy, it's like a 30-minute interview. And we're just going to play a short clip in the second hour where he's talking about false flag inside job concerning 9/11/7/7. In fact, he talks about false flags 3 or 4 times in all these clips. We can't play it all, but that is coming up. In the meantime, let me just briefly run through the top stories, and I got a few audio clips I want to play. I remember back after the first World Trade Center bombing, being up late at night, and the phone rang, and one of my friends said, it was actually Jeff Davis, said, you need to tune in to CBS because on their overnight show, I think it was like in an hour, he said, why that detail matters, it doesn't. The point is, I got a call from a friend saying, tune in, CBS News says they've got a report about what really happened on the First World Trade Center attack in 93. Now, we already had the New York Times, we already had the LA Times, we already had local New York reports, and it was hidden in plain view, right there in the stories, that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators, and when their informant, first the informant was hired because he spoke Arabic, he was a /Egyptian/USCIA asset, agent, and that's all admitted, Ahmad Salam, he was hired to come over and first build a dummy bomb. Then they said, well, we want it to be a real bomb. And then, oh, we want it to have a real detonator. And he protested that, but they encouraged him to and promised that they just wanted the convictions to stick. And then he thought they were setting him up because 3 days before the bombing, he went in and said, okay, it's built, let's go bust him. And they said, no, we're pulling you off the case. And he said, well, I'm going to call the police. And they said, no, don't do that. We're following orders from higher up. Just stand down. And there were over 11 hours in those 3 days of arguments with Ahmad Salam and the head of the FBI in New York and others. And he knew he was being set up, so he recorded them. And then after the bombing, he went and what did he get, $1.3 million in a settlement that they gave him to shut up. So this is a classic provocateur action, and because it didn't work well for the feds, they just purely carried out the attacks on 9/11. Now, I remember seeing that newscast right when it broke, and they were talking about the FBI cooking the bomb, training the drivers. We have never been able to find that exact clip, though those issues were admitted in the New York Times and LA Times. Right at that same time. But we did today discover on YouTube, who knows how long it'll be up there, a CBS Nightly News piece that came out months and months after the attacks when the defense was trying to use this issue in the court case against Sheikh Abdulrahman and others. And then the argument is, by the prosecutors, well, you're not allowed to have these 11 hours of tapes. Which, by the way, the clips you're going to hear were made public because Salam did release some of it before they paid him off to shut up. And then the media spins it like, well, just because the government could have stopped them doesn't mean they're not culpable, which would be reasonable on the surface, but this isn't a sting or entrapment. This is a provocateur action. Where they cooked the bomb and trained the drivers and gave them the detonators and then let them go ahead with it. And this thing was organized from the start. They went and hired Salam and then had him go in and provocateur the entire action, and they had other informants inside as well. So this is like if I go out and find some mentally retarded individual like Forrest Gump and convince them to go rob a bank, And then later I end up being the government who arrests them, and then Forrest Gump's lawyers bring up in the trial, well, you went and told him to rob the bank and told him it was a game and told him it was going to be fun. And I use the example of Forrest Gump. One had an IQ of 75, the other of 80. And 80 is a low-grade moron. 75 is retarded. It's not deeply retarded, but I mean, 70 is seriously retarded. 60 is, basically, you can't have any type of even discussion with someone with a 60, 65 IQ. The point is, it's all on record. They went into a place above a pizza parlor with a blind cleric who was completely nuts and should have been deported, who was yelling and screaming, kill the infidels. I mean, they know who to profile. So you go into it, instead of arresting him for terroristic threats and inciting violence and riot, and rapine, instead of deporting him back to Egypt, instead of getting rid of these people, oh no, we got a perfect group of crazies. Let's cook a big old bomb And let's go park it right up against the main support column. Thank God that the it was a catch-22. They had to find people so dumb, so retarded. And I'm not attacking retarded people, folks. It's very sad. I'm just saying they were retarded. You know, in this politically correct world, you're not even supposed to say that word. But it was a catch-22. They were able to get the bombing to go forward because they were retarded. But because they were retarded, even though they had feds in there that day directing traffic, this came out in the news, by the way, trying to keep people from parking in the parking garage up against the main central spire column. So the theory was if they blew that, it would structurally damage the entire building, and they'd have to tear the building down. It might have even made it collapse. But they didn't park it up against the column. And so when the explosion went off, it didn't have the pounds pressure it needed to even damage the column. And then it killed nine people and several thousand got smoke inhalation. But I'm already digressing. I've got to move quick here. This is a open and shut, cut and dry, red-handed orgy of evidence where we have the government dead to rights. So here's Dan Rather. From the early 1990s during the trial, and this is a whitewash piece, but the truth is still hidden in plain view. Here it is.
Last winter, the FBI was praised for its speed in cracking the case of the World Trade Center bombing and bringing four suspects to trial. Now, there is some evidence that the FBI may have known of the plot in advance through an informant and might even have stopped the bombing that killed six people. Correspondent Jacqueline Adams has the story.
FBI agents might have been able to prevent last February's deadly explosion at New York's World Trade Center. They discussed secretly substituting harmless powder for the explosives, but they didn't, according to the FBI's own informant, Imad Salem. Unbeknownst to the FBI at the time, Salem recorded many of his conversations with his handlers.
I'm holding 903 pages of draft transcripts.
William Kunstler represents Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman and several others charged with conspiring to blow up a series of New York City landmarks 4 months after the World Trade Center bombing. That case has not yet gone to trial. Kunstler confirmed newspaper reports of the Salem transcripts. In one, Salem complains to an FBI agent, "Since the bomb went off, I feel terrible. I feel bad. I feel here is people who don't listen." The agent replies, "Hey, I mean, it wasn't like you didn't try and I didn't try. You can't force people to do the right thing."
There is material in here to show gross governmental misconduct.
Today, attorneys for the defendants in the ongoing World Trade Center bombing case formally asked for the transcripts of Salem's tapes.
Quite frankly, it's beyond me why now, the fourth week into the trial, we still don't have these materials.
Prosecutors have refused to comment publicly, but legal experts say the defense may have no right to those transcripts.
It's not a defense to a crime to say, if only the government had stopped me, I wouldn't have done it. So this isn't material that ordinarily the defense would be entitled to.
In court today, a witness from the Ford Motor Company linked debris recovered from the explosion site to a Ford van where defendant Mohammed Salamat was arrested less than a week after the bombing. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, New York.
And that's off an old VHS tape, and they wear out to where each time it loops, some areas have a good audio track, some don't. That's why it went up and down. And the media today says nine died. That's the number I go off of. I don't know why they said six back then. Who knows what the truth is. But that's an example of how they whitewash something. They talk about a transcript and tapes he made in the days after the attack. Not the tapes he made before, not where it clearly came out that he cooked the bomb, he trained the drivers, they gave him the detonators, he didn't want to make a real bomb, the government said make a real bomb, he then complained and said, bust them, stop them, they're going to bomb it, and they just said, stand down. But by the time it gets on CBS News, and the report I saw that right after it happened was much more hardcore, that slipped through the censors, I guess, that late in the evening. But there's another example of it, and it's just forgotten in history. Now, when we get back, I want to play a clip where you take your smallpox shot, you get in serious trouble. You start fighting for your life. You start fighting to breathe. Then we'll get into top-level insiders selling their stocks, dumping them.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 8th, 2006. Gold's at $634.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $655.55. $334.40 for half ounce and $165.16 for quarter ounce coins at $655.55, $334.40, and $165.16. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. I want to get into what's happening with the Iraq Study Group and just comment on the ridiculous theatrical fraud we're all witnessing, that Shakespeare would blush at, that Goebbels would blush at, just the level of propaganda. Also, top-level insiders are dumping their stock at the boldest pace in two decades. This is not good. Not good at all. But first off, what we do here on this broadcast is we attempt to break the regional news monopoly. There are so many stories that are in small towns or even big cities that never get outside the town, the region, that other Americans don't hear about. But what we're able to do by giving you the big picture and then zooming in to the local level and then zooming back out is show how the exact same thing is happening worldwide, even under the same names, similar program titles. It's part of a larger global operation. And we have the documents showing that, the standardization of all of this tyranny, but there's nothing like actually witnessing it. And so all over this country, thousands and thousands, it's in the thousands, and you heard Dr. Doug Rocky on talking about this, of the troops from Gulf War I, Gulf War II, you hear the military people call in here going, yeah, they gave us shots and the whole barracks got sick and people broke out and had to go to the hospital and parents call in and say, yeah, my son took it and had a rapid autoimmune reaction and was dead in 2 weeks. And so at the end of this newscast, when you hear, oh, this just happens to a few people in a million, that's a lie. Remember, almost 4 years ago, they announced that 14 million first responders, all police, all firemen, all nurses, all doctors, all medical workers, most city employees, county employees, state employees, had to take the smallpox shot. And Tommy Thompson said how great it was, Health and Human Services. Just like he's out saying, and on the payroll of Applied Digital, saying take a microchip. He's giving high school and middle school and elementary school speeches, saying every child needs a chip. You're doubting me? Type it in. It's mainstream news. Well, he said everybody needs a smallpox shot. And he said, you have to take it. Now, it's just like with the children in school. There was no law, but and we had sheriffs and police chiefs and fire chiefs on who were against it. And they said, no, all they do is they come in and say, well, our insurance says we have to have it. It's a policy. You got to take it or you're fired. Well, the only group they could force to take it was the military. And they did force them to take it. And when they just vaccinated the first 100,000, hundreds died. Hundreds had heart attacks. Hundreds more had really bad side effects. And that came out regionally in the news. The word got out. The police, the firemen, everybody said no. So they were able to vaccinate 4,000 out of 14 million first responders in this country. The headline in the LA Times was something like, smallpox program fails, suspended. Just we covered it on air. It was a big victory for us. I would talk to cops. I remember talking to cops in gas stations getting coffee going, hey, you guys going to take the smallpox? No, we heard about that. We're not taking it. And I'd say, do you know who I am? No, who are you? And, oh, good, you don't know who I am. I wanted to make sure you weren't fans of the show. Yeah, the stuff's real deadly. Go to InfoWars.com. Yeah, we already know. We already said we're not taking it. See, they tell you you have to. You just say no. When we get back, I'm going to play this clip of somebody in the military who couldn't say no. And he still is so well-meaning and so gullible and such a good person. Our troops are such good people on average that he doesn't even blame the government. He can't walk. Can't walk. But that's okay. Who was the big reporter took the smallpox shot and then that night had a heart attack and died? That's one of the, because there's a huge autoimmune response. You basically go into shock and have a cardiac arrest. And that's the lucky ones that go quick. A lot of them swell up, black pus oozes out of every orifice. And then a bunch of other people get smallpox. It's live smallpox. It's just been weakened with a burst of radiation. A lot of times they don't cook it enough. And then top epidemiologists, top virologists, top experts went public, top bacteriologists, people just across the spectrum who know what pathogens do said, wait a minute, this covers the old strain of smallpox. There's a bunch of different strains, and if we get hit, it's going to be weaponized. And about 1 out of 100 people are going to get smallpox. It'll actually cause a new outbreak of something that's been extincted worldwide. We'll be right back and play this clip and get into all the other news. It's all vital. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist's intelligent and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back. All right, let's go ahead and go to this clip. And listen carefully to it, what happened to this young man. And then at the end, they lie. Of course, the reporter probably doesn't know that. You know, they get a little press release from the government telling them, oh, this only hurts a couple of people out of a million. But we know what happened with the troops. We know what happened with the 4,000 that took it. There were, here in the U.S., who weren't in the military. It was a huge disaster. They had to suspend it, but they now have brought it back in the last 6 months. Experimental, illegal. It's already been ruled illegal by federal judges, even for the troops. Anthrax and smallpox. And, by the way, they've got a huge history of testing all sorts of other things on you and not even telling you what it is. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
A vaccine meant to protect military troops left one Ozarks Marine fighting for his life. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tim Tialdo.
And I'm Paula Morehouse. A 20-year-old Springfield man is relearning how to walk after a smallpox vaccine left him paralyzed.
Yeah, Joseph Lopez had only been serving in Iraq for 1 week when he suddenly lost all ability to move. Now he's in the hospital recovering. But as KY3's Michelle Sherwood reports, his family has taken some hard falls along the way.
He's got the heart of a young man and the determination of a Marine.
Didn't know sit-ups would be so hard. Every day, I could feel myself getting a little bit better.
Joe Lopez is undergoing physical therapy at St. John's Hospital in Springfield. The things that used to be second nature to him now take serious concentration.
Doesn't mean it's straight. You're thinking I should be able to do this, but I can't.
Just 7 weeks ago, Joe was a healthy young Marine serving in Iraq, but that quickly changed.
Overnight, I couldn't go to sleep, and things just got worse, and by the morning, I couldn't move my legs at all.
He was rushed to a hospital in Germany, where his mom couldn't believe her eyes.
I knew he was going to look pretty bad, and he did. He did. They told me the only reaction they'd gotten out of him was he had opened his eyes.
Doctors were baffled at first, but then they told him what had caused his sudden paralysis.
The smallpox shot. So it was an immunization, and then it made my body attack itself.
There. That's it. Right there.
As tough as this is for Joe, he believes it happened for a good reason, to see his dad.
He was in the hospital the day I got here, so I got to see him that day. And when I left for Iraq, I thought I'd never get to see him again, you know, so I did get to see him one last time. And it's kind of weird how this smallpox thing brought me home.
Joe's dad died on Thanksgiving.
It's kind of hard.
Joe's lost a lot in a short amount of time.
It's made me realize how stupid little things are.
And he says he'll get some of that back, one step at a time. Michelle Sherwood, KY3 News.
Now, the CDC reports that out of 1 million people, less than 55 will have a serious reaction to the smallpox vaccine. As for Joe, he hopes to be on crutches.
Okay, he hopes to be on crutches. The guy can't walk. He's swole up black with pus squirting out everywhere. That's the video. That's what happens. And most people die. He's pretty tough. And of course, they knew in Rammstein what was doing it. The troops come in every day. Folks, sometimes entire companies can't get up after they take these shots. And believe me, it may not even have been smallpox. They are testing just, you name it, bioweapons, experimental drugs, aggression drugs, amnesiac drugs. That's admitted on them. And so how is this supporting the troops? How do you support the troops by supporting a government that illegally is doing human experimentation on them? Because even if you've signed a military commitment form, you still do not waive your rights for human experimentation. That's the federal and state law, and it's common sense. But they don't care. The government violates its own laws every single millisecond. And so they get experimental anthrax and experimental smallpox and a whole other cocktail to the troops. And the reporters and the contractors who are over there, they roll their sleeves up and do it too, and they die en masse. So how is it supporting our troops, staging a war that is designed to break the country up, designed to create balkanization, designed to cause a civil war, and then to just keep our troops there? It's disgusting. The people who claim they support our troops really don't support our troops. They just get to feel good and have the media pat them on the head to support the war and feeding our troops into a meat grinder. Meanwhile, we always talk about the false left-right paradigm, but you could expand it to the false bipolar paradigm, where the globalists will have both people, both sides, both groups working for them, but then they will have those two groups have a perceived fight, a fake fight. You know, it's the old classic scam where the good-looking woman, you know, this is how they do robberies, it happens all the time, she acts like she's fighting with her husband, or the boyfriend's beat her up, And then the, you know, the guy with the Mercedes puts her in the car, and then she pulls a gun on him and says, pull over here. And the guy that was acting like he was beating her up is waiting, and they go ahead and carjack him and, you know, put him in the trunk or kill him or if he's lucky, pistol whip him and throw him in the ditch. Or, you know, the more popular watered down type, good cop, bad cop. I'm going to take you in. You're going to prison, boy. Better answer my questions about where the drugs are. I'm gonna throttle you. And the other cop comes over and goes, hey, stop it, Bill. Stop it. Stop it. Come on. Let's be reasonable. Listen. He's had a bad day, and he just tell me if you got any drugs, and we'll throw them out. We'll just get rid of them. Or if you're honest with him, he may not take you in. Just come on. Just go ahead and tell me. Okay, this is how they do it. Another example, a good cop, bad cop. I used the example the last few weeks because it's a good one. We all know who have children. You say, okay, you can read two more books or you can read one more book, but then you got to go to bed. Now, the children may cry or get upset if they're apt to do that. If you just say one more and that's it or no more books, no, you just give them a fake choice. One book or two books. Or you can stay up and, or you can play outside the backyard for 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes. And your plan all along was to get them in within 15 minutes for dinner. Or you can stay at your friend's house until 8 or 8:30. Okay, this is just basic psychology. And it's used on adults every day. It's used in advertising. And I frankly am sick of it. I mean, they laugh at you, folks. James Baker, George Bush Sr., Henry Kissinger, it's turned out, for at least the last 6 years, was at the White House every month secretly, coming in and blacked out, limo or SUV. Now, for the last year, he's been there every week. He's running everything. He's telling Rove what to do. He's telling Snow what to do. Bush literally takes naps and exercises and goes out and gives a speech 2 or 3 times a week. Does nothing. Nothing. Except, I don't know what's going on with all the gay prostitutes they bring in at night. But side issue. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Why don't you go Google it? It's mainstream news, but back of the paper. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. So it's the same thing with the Iraq study group. And I kept telling you what they do. They came in and said Bush didn't have a good policy. He was wrong. And they're going to pull the troops out, but they need to build them up first and train the 18 or 15. It fluctuates every few weeks. Different divisions of Iraqi National Guard. And last time I checked, they've only got 2 that are standalone now by themselves without U.S. leadership or British leadership. So for the last 2.5 years, it's the same trick. We're going to beef up before we build down. Okay, we're going to start pulling people out. That's our plan. But first, we got to stabilize. Meanwhile, British, U.S., and Israeli intelligence is running around, blowing up mosques, machine-gunning people, dressed up like whatever group, you know, whether it's Sunni attacking Shiite or vice versa, Kurd attacking Shia or Sunni. It just goes on and on. And it's not going to stop. And we'll probably be there in 100 years. And I'm not joking. We've been in Korea for 50, and we've been in Germany for 61 years. We, the slaves of America, co-opted and brainwashed by high-tech propaganda, totally controlled as the Hessian military force of the private banks that own our country. And so that's what's happened. And so they have the New York Post, the Rupert Murdoch publication comes out and shows Hamilton and Baker, the two, you know, one of them was the former head of the whitewash 9/11 commission. Again, these are the people Bush appointed before. And Baker, you know, his daddy's lawyer, secretary of state, the guy that blocks the victims' families for suing Saudi Arabia for involvement in 9/11. This is the guy. They show him with their heads on chimpanzees, calling him surrender monkeys. And yes, I know a chimpanzee's an ape. They call them surrender monkeys and have their heads on apes. I get emails over the smallest things, but that's what they're doing. Okay, so they're surrender monkeys. No, they're not. They've put it all into now a process. Oh, now they've depoliticized it. Okay, Democrats, you won. We're listening to you. We're going to end the war by putting in 30,000 extra troops and building even more permanent structure bases and then maybe setting a timetable to later set a timetable. But it won't be any clear numbers on the timetable. We're setting a timetable to set a timetable. And then the Democratic new committee chairman come out and say, and Pelosi come out and say, okay, well, yeah, we may have to increase the troops first. The same thing we've been hearing for 2.5 years, a year into the war. They started saying, I mean, it's just the exact same thing, but Bush comes out and criticizes the committee, the study group, the commission, the New York Post attacks them as surrender monkeys, and now the neocons are on talk radio attacking the evil liberals, James Baker, and the surrender monkeys. I heard it this morning, and they're taking their, you know, their talking points right out of the New York Post. And the liberals have now heard it. Raw Story's been totally fooled. All the big liberal sites who were totally anti-war and having an effect are now running around cheerleading, talking about how good Baker is. Hey, a few Time magazine covers with Bush Sr. all blown up big and Bush looking diminutive down about an inch tall next to him, and a few articles calling him surrender monkeys. They fool the liberals to think they won and that now everything's wonderful and that then now, see, the Democrats suddenly won't really care about the war because it was really just about some weird kind of ball game, Coke versus Pepsi, Ford versus Chevy. You know, Toyota versus Chrysler, rah, rah, just like the Democrats love the attack on Serbia, they love every other war, just as long as it isn't a Republican. It's a religion of hating the Republicans who, to them, in their pantheistic view, is the devil, is Loki, Beelzebub, Baphomet, the black dragon, and the Democrats are the angels and the saints, and Hillary Clinton is Jesus. I mean, that's basically how it works. So great. It's really over 10,000 troops that have officially died, but they don't count if you're out of country when you die from the wounds. And it'll never go over 3,000. It's been at 2,800 and something for 2 years. Sir, have you noticed that? I mean, it's just sick. It's mind control being practiced against the American people. And if you like being mind-controlled, if you like being brainwashed, if you like Propaganda 101, then enjoy yourselves. Another example of the propaganda we witness and we labor under in this country is the fact that versus Euro lows of 2000 when it was launched at 82 to 83 cents against the dollar, now at 133 against the dollar, they will say the dollar has rebounded. Yes, less than one half of 1 point. It slides another 3 cents, and then it goes back up a half cent, and they call that a rallying bull market in the dollar. So, again, that's like you fall off a 100-story building, but you once you hit the bottom, somehow you're able to climb a foot back up. I mean, you're at the bottom, folks. You're dead. Meanwhile, the stock market's been devalued by close to half because of dollar devaluation, and so it's at 12,000. Oh, it's such a bull market, and really it's a horrible market, and the Dow Jones Industrial 30 is staged as well because they pick the Dow 30 and take out the losers. I mean, the NASDAQ index is a fraud. Standard & Poor's is a fraud on its face. But the media tells you what the good investments are, and you're happy to get 4, 5, 6% increase in your average stock values, even on the winners, in staged indexes. Meanwhile, you've truly had it devalued conservatively by about 45%. Okay. Then we have this out of the New York Post, which it's clear they're trying to drive an implosion. I don't know why they're ratting on themselves. Here, you know, they pushed an implosion of the starting of the real estate market. Why? Because it's a money sink that they don't want you to be able to run to. So they want to go ahead and destroy that. So when they plunge the market and everybody goes bankrupt, they can go in and buy up the real assets very cheaply. I'm not saying real estate isn't overvalued. It is, but at least there's some tangible value. Well, here's the New York Post. Top-level insiders selling their stock. America's corporate chiefs are unloading their own stocks at one of the boldest paces in 20 years. In cases of the very rich, which is Microsoft's Bill Gates and Google's top brass, the executives are selling a whopping $63 for each one of the stock they bought, says a report by Bloomberg. In November alone, leaders of public companies dumped $8.4 billion worth of stock they owned as insiders, most of it awarded as compensation bonuses or other management incentives. And of course, they focus in on a tiny little manager group. It's the shareholders, which is the big central private banks, defense contractors, and the mafia dons. And they're dumping so fast it makes my head spin. And what are they grabbing? Raw material, mines, military stocks, telecommunications, grids you're going to have. They're divesting so fast it makes my head spin. And when they rape us financially even more, they'll pose as our saviors and have a commission on the Depression by the very people that ran the Depression. And we'll learn to love them and thank them. And people sit around watching their TVs doing whatever the government says if it'll just end the Depression. And you'll just dig your hole deeper, won't you? Don't listen to me. Just believe them. Go ahead. It's what you deserve, America. Go ahead. You fed the troops into a meat grinder. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Criminal elite that funded Stalin and Hitler and Mao, that killed over 200 million people. are now in control and are trying to set up a final control grid to have an orderly extermination of 90% of the population. I know a lot of you won't listen now, but when you're in the compact cities, forced drugged, being face scanned, being forcibly sterilized, all in the name of stopping the deadly bioplagues that have been released in the future, you will remember everything I said. Some of you will remember, and then we can really start the business of resistance. Mm-hmm. Of course, we could overt all of that if we actually woke up and took action, but who knows? I do see people waking up, but I don't know if it's quick enough. We'll continue to cover news. David Shaler's coming up at about 10 after in the next hour. I'm going to play a TV clip of him this week. Riveting stuff on Sky Television. But we have a new announcement here. Well, first off, we are going to get all the orders out that come in through midnight of the 15th. Now only 7 days away. That's next Friday. If we get your orders for DVDs, books, T-shirts, pro-gun T-shirts, 9/11 Inside Job T-shirts, my new film Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror, America, Freedom to Fascism, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, all the other books and videos we carry, the films I've made, huge discounts, as low as $5.95 on my films, as low as $9.95 on T-shirts. If you want to give it as a gift, you can go into the secure online shopping cart in the comment blurb, tell us who you want it sent to, or even write a note to them so when they open it, they know who it came from. And we'll drop ship it, you know, right to who you want to get it as a gift, or you can order some of the materials for yourself and then use those as stocking stuffers or give those to your loved ones. It's so important. And then you also give us the gift of funding this operation and allowing us to continue and expand in our fight against total dehumanization, in our fight for humanity. And that's what this is, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is the big one. So you can order via Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We also, until the end of the year, have a deal where you can get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and get more than 5 months free, almost half a year free. It comes up to 5.3 months free. All 15 of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, dozens and dozens of in-studio video interviews, my films, months before they're available. You know, they come out there first, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are now carrying high-quality shortwave radios. I've done a test. I've talked to shortwave owners. I'm on shortwave, of course. Even if you listen on the Internet, this is great to have when you go camping or you're on a cruise or when you go out of the country or you're out of the country on business or when you go to the park or just to have as an emergency. We have it lower than most people sell it for. We've got it way below retail for this, for the best unit, KA-1103-109, folks. Comes with just so many things. I mean, I can't just go to Infowars.com, peruse, read about it, and then we've got it right down to radios, you know, that are $50. We've got it down to radios that are just amazing. These are the best radios we could find, and not just the best radios we could find. The price is also great on these Kados. They're better than the Sanjian junk and the Epon junk and the because I've used them and then. I've talked to a lot of shortwave users, and the Sanjian's pretty good, but it's real expensive. I'd call this Sanjian quality at a greatly reduced price. So it's a fantastic deal. Get the world, folks. Bypass Big Brother. Tune into the world. Hundreds of domestic shows, hundreds of foreign shows. It really is great. And it's available at Infowars.com. You can also call the toll-free number and order the radios there. So take advantage of that. It's great for under the tree there.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.